tissue. So many emotions today. I'm Holy Spotted Elk Woman, but Farrica for short is just fine. Excuse me. I'd first also like to thank the City of Prince Albert. Mayor, we met this morning, and I'm greatly looking forward to working together. The Prince Albert Police Service, Chief Bergen, the Selection Committee, Board of Commissioners, and everybody who was involved in the search that led me to being here today. Leadership with the Grand Council and the Métis Nation, chiefs and former chiefs, my father, Chief Tachin, Elder Bunny, Your Honor, appreciate everybody taking the time out to be here today, the inspectors, the admin team leading the organization for quite a long time with a huge leadership gap there. I think the support that you've given Chief Bergen has been incredible. And to those online who are sharing this experience with us today, here in beautiful Treaty 6, thank you very much. You know, it's difficult when we're trying to get together and accomplish anything during these COVID times, so it means a lot for sure. So it's been 11 days since I've made my home here in Prince Albert, and I'm invigorated and encouraged by the community's clear commitment to true truth and reconciliation. Although the inaugural National Day for Truth and Reconciliation was one day yesterday, it's been very apparent that different people in the community are committed to raising awareness and acknowledging the issues that Indigenous people and communities face. I've witnessed many people wearing orange shirts for the past week, and as a gateway to the north and a growing and diverse community, Prince Albert is definitely leading the example for others to follow on how to facilitate understanding of Indigenous issues, specifically the traumas and historical issues that are causing repercussions today, and advancing true reconciliation through tangible and attainable, measurable actions. So I recently had a conversation with somebody who remarked that they were tired of hearing about Indigenous issues. And I half laughed and said, imagine how tiring it is living it. So awareness, understanding, healing, wellness, identity, connection, and collaboration are all part of our path forward. And together we each have a role to play. During this conversation, I shared that Mayate, my father, and his siblings were protected by their grandpa from being taken away to residential school. My mom and her siblings were taken from their home and adopted out throughout North America. So the atrocities of the residential schools in the 60s scoop are not ancient issues. My parents are young, they're here today. Our issues are current, and the steps that we're taking towards raising awareness and true truth and reconciliation are important. Even currently, we're still seeing the effects of the millennial scoop and the missing and murdered Indigenous women and two-spirited crisis. And you know, from my research and understanding it and paying attention to what's happening here in PA, unfortunately, many families and organizations, the community has faced firsthand the MMIW G2S crisis. We also acknowledge the overrepresentation of Indigenous people in the injustice system and in care. So in some way, we all share the realities, and we experience the challenging repercussions of these issues as individuals, as families, communities, and as organizations. Ultimately, we're all in this together. So recently I spoke at a national conference about systemic discrimination, specifically in policing. I take it upon myself to consistently engage in both formal and informal conversations on the topic because it is important that people understand what systemic discrimination is. Bringing awareness to the issues that marginalized people face, along with addressing the barriers in place that impact us, is important work for me. And this is one of the reasons I was able to envision myself here in PA and here with Prince Albert Police Service, because it's clear that the community and the organization also sees this as important work. I'm proud to be making my home here in Treaty 6 territory as a visitor, and proud to be joining the hardworking and dedicated family at Prince Albert Police Service. I'm especially humbled to be one of the very few police leaders to transition from Indigenous police leadership into municipal, and specifically into an organization as highly regarded as Prince Albert Police Service. It's an honor to be joining the community and the organization. Words cannot even express how much this means to me and the community that I come from. You know, our colonial institutes are not designed, the systems are not designed for people like me to succeed, and I certainly appreciate the magnitude of confidence and trust that has been granted to me by the selection committee. So I grew up in Weipazokawakapa, also known as Sioux Valley Dakota Nation in southwestern Manitoba, within a family committed to our traditions and disrupting the intergenerational cycles. And that's a privilege that I recognize I carry, and I'm thankful that it's led me here. As a youth, I only had positive interactions with the local police, which was Dakota Ojibwe Police Service. And at the time, I was a youth, had the positive interactions, and at 19 years old, I ended up joining that police service. I've been committed to that cause of positive interactions with police since. Community confidence, collaboration, and trust are keys to successful advancement of our shared public safety priorities. My time with Dakota Ojibwe Police Service, Blood Tribe Police Service, the RCMP, my involvement with Alberta Women in Public Safety, Alberta Association Chiefs of Police, Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police, has allowed me the opportunity to experience a variety of stylistic approaches to engagement and approaches to public safety issues. Being involved in discussions at that level that impact the most marginalized is a key role I hope to take here in Prince Albert. I highly value in community engagement, and I'm looking forward to learning about the organization, the people within it, hearing from the many invested stakeholders here in the community, and joining in on the conversations and ultimately getting to work. It's been a challenging and rewarding journey this past 20 years, and I definitely never imagined myself to be welcomed into this type of role, this type of organization, and especially in such a beautiful way like this. So with that, let me share with you that I don't plan on failing the organization, and I don't plan on failing the community. Padamiyaye, thank you.